This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Over the past few months, the healthcare debate in this country has intensified greatly, and we've taken great pains to go through different parts of the bill and explain what the impact would be on you, your pocketbook, and more. For the next few minutes, we'll take a look at the impact this bill might have on your privacy, specifically several different sections of the bill that would require the IRS to divulge your tax information to other government agencies related to the healthcare reforms currently being proposed in the Democratic version of this legislation. With me now to explain why he's concerned about it greatly is Tom Giovanetti, president of the Institute for Policy Innovation in Texas. And Tom, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure, Greg.
There are different provisions in this legislation giving the IRS specifically and also the Social Security Administration permission to take a closer look at our financial data than they're apparently allowed to do right now. Explain what the bill calls for and how it's different than what the current law provides.
You just knew there was bad stuff in there, didn't you? When you see Congress trying to rush through an 1,100-page bill, you know there's a reason they're trying to rush it through. And fortunately, some of us actually do try to read the legislation. And I spent the better part of a day last week just doing some searches, just some text searches through the website, and uncovered some really disturbing things. We have laws right now that protect your tax return from being examined by other government agencies. And there's a reason why we have these laws, because privacy from government is a critical issue of people's personal privacy. I'm not so much worried about what, you know, IBM or Hewlett-Packard can do to me, but I am worried about what the government can do to me. Hewlett-Packard can't knock down my door in the middle of the night, handcuff me and drag me off or drag my children off, but the government can do that. So we have to draw bright lines here. And unfortunately, what this healthcare legislation does is it erases those bright lines. It allows the new Health Choices Commissioner to look at your tax information, can look at your tax return, see how many dependents you have, see what your adjusted gross income is, see all your personal filing information. And that's a serious change in policy, and it's a frightening violation to me. It also gives them the right to look at your Social Security records, how much you've paid in, what your benefits may be. And those two violations of privacy are in the House bill. When you go over and look at the Senate bill, of course, if you'll remember, for everything that becomes law, there's a bill in the House and there's a companion bill in the Senate. If you look at the Senate bill, it gives healthcare providers the right to look at your financial situation at the point of service to determine your ability to pay. Now, this sounds to me like you go into the doctor, you swipe your card or whatever, and right then they look into your bank account to see whether or not you have the ability to pay. So the language in the Senate bill is a little more ill-defined, but it's also even more frightening than the other. So I think that the American people need to be really worked up about this. There are serious violations of financial privacy in this legislation as it's written right now.
According to the legislation, the reason that this tax information would be available to the new Health Choices Commissioner, as well as some state health programs, is to determine what's known as affordability credits, which I would assume would mean that certain people would be eligible for discounts or perhaps tax credits of some sort in paying for their health coverage. Does that make it more palatable?
Not to me, because there's going to be one person who's appointed the Health Choices Commissioner, but there's probably going to be 1,000 people that work in that department. So you're going to have not just one person, but you're going to have 1,000 federal employees who are combing through tax records, they're combing through Social Security information, and it doesn't matter how strict your rules are. Your privacy is only going to be as good as the most disgruntled federal employee. And that's pretty ominous to me. We've had these cases before. Remember, we had a case a few years ago where all of the health information for the 25 million people in the Veterans Administration was left in a laptop that got stolen. It's just not appropriate to give this kind access to this kind of information to people that shouldn't have it. It's bad enough that the IRS can look at our lives and get all this information. It's really offensive and problematic to let the Department of HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, start having access to all this information.
Tom, you are quoted in an article based on a CBS News report, and another person quoted in there is from the Electronic Privacy Information Center, who says that generally speaking, any sort of private information such as this should be conducted solely between the individual and who is ever asking for that information, not shared between agencies, as you mentioned before. Is there a better way to do this so that this sort of information can be gained in order to allow for cheaper health coverage? Or is this just a sign that this is a bureaucratic approach and this needs to be scrapped and started over?
Well, consider this. It's a good question. Consider this. Does your existing health insurance company do any of this? Do they have access to your tax records? Do they have access to Social Security? No, they don't. The government would never allow them to do that. The government would say that's ridiculous and it's too offensive. But then suddenly when the government is giving itself rights, when the government is giving itself privileges, suddenly it thinks it should have more access than the private sector should have. So no, I don't think there's any conceivable justification for this. If your current health insurer doesn't need to be able to look at your tax records, if it's offensive that your current health insurance company would have access to your tax records, why is it okay for the federal insurer to have access? I don't think there's any reason for that whatsoever.
What do you fear, in addition to having what we've already talked about, could be done with the information other than its stated purpose in this bill?
There's no limit to the amount of mischief that can be created when federal employees start getting access to people's tax information. I mean, don't forget, just over the last few months, we've had incidents where celebrities and people whose name was in the news were suddenly subject to all sorts of inquiring minds want to know. You know, people are naturally curious. And when all this stuff is in a federal database, I mean, there will be mid-level clerks in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with nothing else to do, kind of bored, and they will be able to comb through tax records. And I'm not exaggerating. Those sorts of things will happen. There need to be firewalls erected that don't let people have access to tax information except those who absolutely have to know. You know, it's simply un-American, this idea that government is your constant companion as you go through life. What Americans want is to touch government when they need to. When they're required to touch government, when it's time to file your taxes, when it's time to get your driver's license renewed, when it's time to apply for Social Security, we're willing to touch government those times, but we're not interested in having government as our constant companion. And what you're seeing here, this is the nitty-gritty details of the government running one-sixth of the economy. Now government's going to have access to all sorts of information that they simply do not have a need to have access to. Americans want to touch government when necessary, and then they want to be left alone.
Well, Tom, it's a fascinating and a very intense debate, and I think you've explained your position on these various sections of the bill very well. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Happy to help.
Tom Giovanetti is president of the Institute for Policy Innovation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.